Okay, today's mitzvah is mitzvah Kuf Ayin Vav, mitzvah 176, which is the mitzvah of mitzvahs karban mitzora kishe yisrape mitzara ato. The mitzvah of the karbanos that a mitzora must bring when he gets healed from his tzara'as. This is the second to last mitzvah related to tzara'as. We have one more, which is tumas batim, which B'ez Hashem we will do next week after Yom Kippur. But today is the last one before the mitzvah of a mitzora bringing karbanos. We started to discuss this in the tahara process. We mentioned that when a nazir becomes tohar, he gets a tiglachas, he gets a haircut, and his whole body is shaved, and then he waits a week, and then he gets another tiglachas, which was the last mitzvah that we did, related to tzara'as, tiglachas mitzvah b'yom ha'shvi, that was mitzvah kufay and dalin, and after that, on day 8, he brings karbanas. So what are the karbanas? Let's read a couple of the psukim. Uvayom ha'shmini, pasuk yud, yikach shnei kvasim tmimim, v'chafsa achas bashnasa tmima. So on the day 8 of a mitzvah, he has to bring 3 sheep, 2 male, 1 female. And shlosha esronim solas mincha blulav Hashem. And he has to bring a carbon mincha. He has to bring 3 esronim of oil and flour mixed together. V'log echad shaman. And uniquely to a mitzvah, he has to bring 1 log, a cup of plain oil. Plain oil which was going to be sprinkled upon him. And what does he do? He takes those 3 sheep and he brings a chatas and an asham and in Ola, as we'll see. The Kohen stands him up, Lefnei Hashem, takes the Mitzorah and does the whole process that we're about to describe, Pesach Ol Moed, at the doorway of the Ol Moed. What does that mean? Rashi says this means at the Shar Nikanor, by the Nikanor gates, where this famous doors were, from the Gemara Maseches Yuma. He stands there, but he's not allowed to go into the Azara yet. Right, the Shar Niknar is the doorway between the Ezras Nashim and the Ezras Yisrael and the Azara. He's not allowed to go in, so he stands at the doorway. And that's why the Mefarshim explained, V'he'emid, the Kohen is mamidid, the Kohen has to stand there and make sure he doesn't go further in than he is allowed to go in. The Pasuk emphasizes, HaKohen HaMitaher, the Kohen that is mitaher him, he is the one that is about to do this process with the blood and the oil of his karbanos. The Aruch Chaim HaKadosh says, the Torah has to emphasize both HaKohen and HaMitaher. Why? L'shlo titel omar, shebala ma'et. Sorry, the previous one. Hutzrach lomar HaKohen HaMitaher v'lo hispik be'echad mehem. Im haya omer HaKohen v'lo haya omer HaMitaher. If it just said the Kohen has to stand them up, lo ha'yisi yodei asha mitzvah b'Kohen HaMitaher shatira manitzaras. I wouldn't have known that the Kohen that announced, that proclaimed that he is tar, he, l'chadchil, is supposed to be the one to do this process. That's why it says HaMitaher. The Kohen that was mitarim should do the whole process. Ki mitzvaso b'Kohen. HaMitaher minatzaras. V'imayomer HaMitaher. And if it only said HaMitaher, not the Kohen, I would have thought that maybe you don't need a Kohen. As we mentioned, not every part of the process has to be done by a Kohen. Some can be done by Yisrael. Some of the process before, the dipping and the sprinkling, what was described before. So that's why it has to emphasize HaKohen HaMitaher. What does he do? He takes one, that's now back to the Pasuk Yud Beis, V'lakach HaKohen, the Kohen takes 1 sheep, and he's makrevit for an asham. V'eslog hashamen, v'heinif osam tenufa lefnei Hashem. And he, machlokas, who this is, just the Kohen, or the Baalim also, he waves it as a tenufa in front of Hashem. This is one of the only, if not the only, karban that has tenufa chai. The Minchas Chinuch points us that in Oz Dalid, v'ashem mitzora ton tenufa chai imlok shaman. While the sheep is still alive, the animal picks it, the Kohen picks it up and waves it. Other karbanos we have tenufa mace after you have a piece of meat that's shechted, or other lechem atenufa that we have. But here we have tenufa chai while the animal is alive, it is waved. And Yonah Diyoma, the purpose of waving tenufa, whenever tenufa is mentioned, it's nice to mention the Gemara in Sukkah and Daf Lamed Zayin, where the Gemara talks about the Shtei HaLechem and the Shnei Kivsi HaTzeres, which are waved. And the Gemara says, Meinif Molech Umevi Malu Umorid, in all the different directions. Exactly what we do for Lulav. Molech Umevi Lemisha Ha'arba Varucha Shalo, Malu Umorid Lemisha Shemai V'Aret Shalo. You wave in all the directions to signify who's in charge of all the directions. And then, B'ma Rava Masnu, Amri Evchar Bar Ukva, why do we, our Molech Umevi, Kedei La'atzar Ruchos Ra'os, to stop evil winds. Malu Morid Kidelats or Tlolim Ra'im, to prevent evil dews from coming. Rav Soloveitchik and the Rishi Mashiurim on this daf in Sukkah Lamed Zayin says the two ideas behind waving, one, to to signify and to point out who is in charge of the world, and the other is to prevent evil things from coming upon us. That's the two emphases of Godless Adam and Shiflas Adam. So we focus on Godless Adam. Godless Habore or Shiflas Adam. Right? Do we focus on the greatness of God or the lowliness of man? Those are the two svaras given here for Tnufa, and that's what's done on these karbanas as well. At least the asham is waved with its log shemen, with its oil, when it is alive. So that's the waved, and then the kohen shechs the asham, as the Minchas Chinuch points out. We'll read the Chinuch in a minute, but the Minchas Chinuch points out that this is one of the only times. This is the only time, I'm sorry, that the Asham is brought before Chatas. Usually whenever you have a Chatas before an Asham, a Chatas goes first, which we'll see inside what the reason is. But here the Asham goes first. That's what the Torah says. You bring the Asham, and then you bring... Let's just describe the whole Avoda, because not all of it is in the Chinuch. He takes from the blood of the Asham, and he puts it on the earlobe, and the right thumb, and the right big toe of the mitzora, the blood of the asham. And then he takes from the log ashamen, he takes it in his right hand, pours it to his left hand, then he takes his right finger, dips it into his left hand, and he sprinkles it first, sheva pa'amim lifnei Hashem. He sprinkles it lifnei Hashem in the azara. Remember, he's standing at Shar Nikanor with the mitzora. So what does he do? He takes oil and sprinkles it, not in the Kodesh Kadashim, not on the Mizbeach, but just lifnei Hashem. Rashi quotes, Kineged, base Kachia Kadashim, towards west. He sprinkles it west, but it ends up on the floor. That's the oil. And then after that, sprinkling towards the Kodesh Kadashim, seven times, Umi Yeser Hashem and Ashoa Kapo, the rest of the oil, Yitena Kohen Al Tanuch, and then he puts the oil in the same place where he has just sprinkled the blood of the Asham. Yitena Kohen Al Tanuch, Ozan Amit Tehera Yamanis, Valbon Yedo Yamanis, Valbon Rago Yamanis, Al Dam HaAsham. Exactly where the blood of the Asham was sprinkled, that's where you sprinkle the oil. And then the rest of the oil, Yitain al rosh hamita hair, you pour on his head, v'chibar al ha-kohen lefnei Hashem. And then the kohen does, that's the asham. And then the oil that goes with the asham. And then the kohen does the same thing with the chatas, and then the same thing with the ola and the mincha. All this is a mitzvah daraisa, one of the 613. Now we get to the chinuch. She yakriv kol mitzora karban kishe yipra michal yo. There's a mitzvah for a mitzora to be makriv his karbanos when he is healed from his sickness. V'hu shalosh behemos, three animals. Achas la'ola, v'achas la'chadas, v'asachas la'asham, v'od log shamen, three animals, and a log shamen, and the mincha that we saw. V'im hu ani, if he is poor, we didn't read those psukim. The Torah continues and says, if a person is poor, kevesh achad la'asham, v'yisaron soles, v'log shamen, u'shteter m'shtei b'nei yona. You have to bring the kevesh for the asham, that does not change, but instead of the other kvasim, you're able to bring birds. Somebody is too poor to afford the sheep. Echad chadas ve'echad ola, sh'ne'emar v'yam ha'shmini yikach shnei kveisim, t'mimim v'chavso achas. Okay, as the Badakas v'im dalhu. V'zeh ha'mitzora nikra mechusar kapara ad she'yakriv zeh ha'karban. And the mitzora, on day 7, after he gets his second haircut, or even on the morning on day 8, before he brings the karbanas, he is called mechusar kapara. Somebody who lacks kapara, who lacks full kapara, and he still cannot go into the base of Migdash or eat from Karbanos, right? This is one of the four Mechusrei Kapara, right? The Chinuch continues. The Arba Mechusrei Kapara Hein. There are four Mechusrei Kapara, says the Gemara in Krisus Daf Ches. They are Zesha Amarnu, this is number one, Mitzora, Vizav, Vizava, Zav coming up in Mitzvah Kuf Ayin Ches, coming up in a couple of days, and Karban Zav, as we'll talk about, Azava is Kuf Pei Beis, also all coming up right here, Violedes, as we discussed already. V'ha'inyan shenikru mechusrei kapara, all these four people, Zav, Zav, Yoledes, Mitzora, are called mechusrei kapara hu, lomar, shekol echad mehem, to teach us that each one of them, av api shatari mitumaso, v'tava v'heriv shimsho b'yam ha'shvi, even though they did the whole process of becoming tahar, and they even went to the mikvah on day 7, and the sun went down on day 7, adayin hu chaser kapara zu, they do not have complete kapara, v'ni yochol echo b'kachim, ad she'akrivena b'yam ha'shmini. And they still can't eat kachim until they bring their karbanis on day 8. Right, so this is one of the four mechusrei kapara. Important halacha that is quoted in Chazal, but it's discussed here by the Meshech Chachma, and that is, whenever you have, you don't have it too often, but whenever you have an olev yored, a karban that, depending on your financial bracket, that will determine what you bring. So we have it at the end of Parshas Vayikra, we have certain ones, a chatas olev yored, and you have it here. What's the rule if you are an ani that brings a carbon ashir or vice versa. So an ani that brings an ashir, generally, okay, so you went out of your way, you did more than you have to, so that's kosher. But what about the other way? Ashir shehevi carbon ani. So in other cases, says the Meshech Chachma, sometimes you find that it is kosher b'di'eved. Right, he wasn't supposed to, but it works b'di'eved. Masha'en came here. Here, ashir that brings a carbon ani, no way, doesn't work. Why? Says the Meshech Chachma, over at the end of the parak, on Pasuk Nun Aleph, that one of the averis that Negoyim comes for is tsarus ayin, focusing on myself, not sharing with others. And therefore, the imhu ashir shevi karbonani lo yatsa, mishum sha'on shohayal tsarus ayin, the whole purpose of the tsaras was of tsarus ayin, va'adayim lo shamecheto. And if he's still trying to cut corners and only bring a carbon ani when he can really afford it, a carbon ashir, he's not going to get the credit for that. Shehut sar ayin milahavi carbon ashir kasher tasig yadav echis kaper. Kivan shachote b'mashenena shalzev adain omid b'merdo. And therefore, there's no way that we're going to give him credit for an ashir bringing a carbon ani, because that's exactly the problem that got him into the saras in the first place. Rav Sarutzkin as well, on the Azayim LaTorah, emphasizes this with one added point. And that is, you find over and over again, five times in this section, the language of asher tasig yado. V'imdal huven yado maseget. Asher tasig yado. Me asher tasig yado. What's the emphasis of if he can't afford it, if he can't afford it, if he can't afford it? What's all the warnings about? Explains with Sarutzkin, exactly like with Meshech Chachma. B'vdei shetzaraz ba'a al zayin dvarim. Tzaraz comes for seven things. One of them is tzaras oyin. Obviously, he doesn't get refua from his tzaraz until he is healed. But maybe there's a little shemetz. Maybe there's a little root of the tzaras ayin still. And that's what the Torah has to emphasize so much. Only if he really, 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 really can't afford it. Because if he could afford it, don't be mora heter. Because how would a person be mora heter? He might think to himself, I haven't been in my store in a week, in 2 weeks. I haven't made a dime. I had to pay special food probably to make him help, get him better, and medicines. Look, I have so much so many expenses that I've had. I haven't made money over the past couple of weeks while I was sitting. So he could really be more a heter and say, right now I'm an ani. I don't have what I usually have. So he says that's why there's so much emphasis, because that might be a root still tsaras ayin. He might try to get out of it with a carbon ani. Lefichach is here also tara kama pa'amim. You have to make sure that the root of the tsaras ayin is not there anymore. One final point, and then we'll continue. The Chafetz Chaim right here on this pasuk says yeshna manashim. He's expanding this from Ashir and Ani Karbanus, but in general. Yeshnam Anashim, Shalom Dimu Mispalim V'choshvim Benafshim. There are many people, many of us, that go through the motions. We learn, we daven, and we think, Ki Amnam Einam Yosim Karaui. Fine, I'm not going. I'm not pushing myself as much as I could push myself. But hey, look at my friends. Look at my neighbors. Halo Aval Halo Chavireyem Oshcheneyem Einam Agiv Afilu Madrig Asam Zu. Look at me, look at them. They have not, look where they're at. At least I'm doing more than them. Says the Chafetz Chaim, Ashir Shehevi Karban Ani Lo Yatsa. If somebody has the power to be an Ashir B'das, an Ashir B'tfila, an Ashir B'Torah, an Ashir in any area, and they bring a Karban Ani, maybe my neighbor is only in the world of Ani. That's all he could do. That's all the Kochos HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him. We can't judge anybody else. So maybe, but if I'm not fulfilling my potential, I might be in the category of Asher Shehevi Karbonani Lo Yatsa. Therefore, we have to be very careful to always try to push ourselves as much as we can in fulfilling all of our potential in life. Okay, weiter in the Chinuch. Now the Chinuch quotes the Rambam. V'yal yiksha alecha. Don't be bothered. And this we explained already once. This is the second time we're going to have this, and we're probably going to have this two more times. Lama anu monin karbon kalecha mi'arba elu mitzvah achas. Why do all four mechusri kapara, their karbonos, get their own mitzvah? Why is that? It's all mechusrei kapara. People who are tameh, who are now becoming tar, and they have to bring a carbon at the end of the process. Why do you count that as four? You should say, just like, let's just read, v'lo nechlu kulam b'mitzvah achas, sh'nemar she'ekriva arba mechusrei kapara, karban, v'akach yu mechuparin. There should be one mitzvah that somebody who's mechusrei kapara brings the carbon and finished. K'mo sh'anu omim, just like b'taris may mikvah. Yesterday's mitzvah, going into a mikvah. Do you count every person who has to go get tar separately? No. So too, every person who has to get kapara, you're going to count separately. What's the difference between counting mikvah only as one and counting the full mechusri kapara as two? And here you count separately. Today is the mitzvah of Karban Mitzorah. We had already the beginning of Tazria, the mitzvah of Karban Yoledes, mitzvah Kuf Samaches. Soon, in a couple of days, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to have the mitzvah of a Karban of Azov, Kuf Ayin Tes. And then a few days later, we're going to have the Karbanos of a Zava, mitzvah Kuf Pei Gimel. All four of them are in Tazria and Mitzorah. Right, so why do you have to count it as four separate mitzvahs? Says the Chinuch, again, quoting the Rambam, Ki ha'inyan hu, mipnei shekarbanos arba eila einam shavim. The reason is because it's not equal. When you go to a mikvah, everybody goes into the same mikvah. You jump in a mikvah and that's it. That's why you don't count it separately. The process of mikvah is the same for everyone. But all these karbanos are different. A mitzorah and a yoledes and a zav and a zav bring all different karbanos. V'nimsa shahadavar sheyashlim kaparas or shalachan mehem lo yashlim kaparas ha'acher. The kapara that's completed for one of them is not for the other one. V'lachein yimnu kalechan mitzvah. That's why each one of them merits their own mitzvah. Ma she'en kein b'mei mikvah shahatara shava b'kol. Unlike mikvah, which the tara is shava for all, but kein tirei tarambam. So they're all different, and that's why they're counted separately. So Machronim point out that maybe with the thought of the Brisker Rav, it also works out why the Rambam counts them separately. The Brisker Rav, the Griz, in Hilchos Mechusrei Kapara, is bothered by a problem with the Rambam, which we're not going to get into now, but you can look at it as in Perek Aleph Halacha Hey. But to answer that problem with the Rambam, he establishes the Yesod that all Karbanos of Mechusrei Kapara have two elements. Number one, there's a Chov as Gavra. The Mitzorah is Chayiv to bring the Karbanos. The Zav is Chayiv to bring the Karbanos. They act just like anybody. Just like somebody is Machal Shabbos Peshogi. They're Machayiv to bring a Chata. If somebody violates Me'ila, they're Chayiv to bring an Asham. So too, if somebody is Mitzorah, they're Chayiv to bring these Karbanos. But number two, not only is it a Chovas Gavra, but also it accomplishes something. It brings Tahara. It's Machshir, as the Gemara says in Svachim, at the beginning of the ninth parak. Tenth parak. Chada Mada HaKarban, I'm reading the Gris. Chada Mada HaKarban Mitahara U Machshir Olecho Bakachim. One, what the carbon accomplishes. V'shein is din chovas havoas carbonos. Shu din b'fnei atzmo, milvad hechsher tumaso. V'chalukim hein hani trei dinim yadadi. It's two very different dinim. D'le'inyin din ta'araso. And he says it's a big nafkamina. Regarding what it accomplishes, let's say if somebody's a mitzorah four times over, he gets out of the process, and then he becomes tar, and then he becomes again. Or if he's a zav, and then before he brings his carbonos, he becomes a zav again. So, regarding the first halacha of the result, the heksher, so that even one carbon is enough. Just the other ones, you'd still owe, but one would be enough. Just like mikvah. If you're tamei five for five reasons, you go to the mikvah, you're tar. You know why the Rambam counts it separately? Because there's different chovos. This is really what the Rambam and the Chinuch say, but it's just giving it a little more teeth. When it comes to in terms of what it accomplishes, you're right, they're all the same. Mechusrei Kapara, they bring their karbanas, it all accomplishes the same thing, they now they totally are mechupar, and they could go into the Beis HaMikdash, and they could eat karbanos. But regarding the Chovas Gavra, they're all unique. Ulefizeh, and that's why he says it makes sense that it's possible sometimes if you're Chayv 2, bringing one of them would accomplish the Tara, but to accomplish the Tara, that would be enough just to have one. Okay, and then he collects it. That's the Brisker Rav here, and then he talks about Chata Sa'ofal HaSafik, but that is what I wanted to mention. Okay, we continue. Misharshi Inyana Karban, the Sharsha the Karban, Kasavna Lamala. Now we're getting way back, right? We're relating back to what he said back in Mitzvah Tzadik Hei about Vasuli Mikdash. Chalzad Apshat, the message of all Karbanas is to make us feel as if it's us. Kibo Dimyon Lahashpil Yetzer Haguf HaChotei Lahagdil Malas HaNefesh. To make us realize that it was all the animalistic elements in us that cause us to sin, that cause us to become mitzora, and we'll come to the others when we get to them, and to be magdul the nefesh. Lochena mitzora chayev bo ki atzaras lo yeh ba'adam rak mitzani mashlo achar tavas haguf. Mitzora is definitely because of chait. O b'dibur o b'maisa v'roy lis yaser. It's right for him to get the message. So this is a few ideas behind the mitzvah of karbanos. There is one unique halacha relating to these karbanos, as the chinuch continues. Midini ha-mitzvah, mashamar zechronim levracha, shekol mechuyve karban ein makriven acherim karbanim elemi daitan. Generally, if somebody's mechuyve a karban, I can only bring a karban on your behalf if you know about it. If I'm going to bring a chatas for you, if I'm going to bring a karban toda for you, you're only going to get credit if I told you about it, then you know about it and you're happy about it. Chutz mi mechusrei kapara, based on a limud, shein sricham das bailam. These four, even if they're brought without my knowledge, I know nothing about it, it still works. Umipnei kein amru, that's why, sh'adam mevi karban al banav, umnosav aktanim. That's why somebody can bring karbanos for his little children, im hayu mechusrei kapara, uma achilan bezvachim, and he can give them karbanos afterwards. Ah, they're not mechusrei kapara, they didn't know about it, so it doesn't matter. Even if they don't know about it, that is an exception to the rule of Mechusrei Kapara versus other Karbanos. There is an important discussion in Lamdis. If you look in the Minchas Chinuch, in Oz Dalid, Dibur HaMaskel, Ushnei Kohanim Mekablin Damo. Really, I didn't specify this before, but it's based on the Gemara. Two Kohanim, this is the only Karban of its kind. There are two Kohanim that catch the blood of the Asham. Usually you have one Kohen doing Kabbalah Adam. But two Kohanim catch the dam of the Asham. Kohen Echad Mekabal Damo Bechli Kuchal Ashamos. One does regular Kabbalah Adam, catches it in a Kli. The Echad Mekabel Biyado Hayamanis. And the other one catches it in his hands. Umar Liyado Asmalis, and then Porik moves it to his left. Vinosein Ala Ozim Ala Bahono Shabetzmo Hayamanis. Vim Kibo Biyadis Hasmo Pasol. The one, the Kohen, who is doing, the dam of the Asham, part of it is regular Kabbalah. It's going to go on the Mizbeach, and part of it, the part that's sprinkled on the Mitzvah himself, is caught in the hands. So there's a big shaila in the Achronim. How do we look at the Kabbalah Sadam that's happening in the Kohen's hands, not the one with the Kli? Is that a real Kabbalah, or is that a not real Kabbalah? My nafkamina, the Menchassana says in the next paragraph, what do you do with the remainder? What do you do with the leftover blood? The leftover oil you pour on his head, the Torah says. What do you do with the leftover blood? So says the Minchas Chinuch, lo ra'is the Rabbeinu Rambam, sheyivar, ma hu hayosen, b'moser adam shenishar b'kapo. The leftover blood that's left in his palm. Imton shvicha yisod, do you pour it onto the yisod of the Mizbeach, which you do with all leftover blood from Kabbalah? Or do you just pour it, throw it on the floor of the Mizbeach, of the Azara, and then it'll be taken out of the with the Amma? I don't know, but that would be a nafkamina for the chakira of how do we look at this Kabbalah. There are others. Do you have to have proper kavana in this Kabbalah? All the other nafkaminas of the avodos, the dalet avodos, would be a nafkamina here too. Okay, we'll stop here. Everybody should have a gemar tov, and Rav Hashem, we will continue next week.